is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Keystone State, the state of my birth and the birth of Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. There's always an election in Pennsylvania to dream about, and the one right now is a dream ticket for both parties. Bob Casey, the experienced politician in Pennsylvania, son of an experienced politician and governor, in office for many years, representing the center of the Democratic Party. Except, Selina, a very good evening to you. The challenge for Bob Casey appears to be a man named McCormick. You introduced me to Mr. McCormick when you told the story of when he was in the airborne, and the airborne was jumping over all the national parks in America to learn them. And he jumped out of an airplane over Gettysburg Battlefield, his parents watching below, and his chute was damaged by a man jumping after him. And eventually he lived. However, that was the moment that David McCormick came to my attention as somebody who was about to spend the rest of his life in the Keystone State. Why is he choosing to run again after the 22 very close contest with the Republican primary? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you so much. I think it goes to McCormick's character in that he, when he doesn't quite meet his goal or he fails at something, you know, whatever way you sort of want to illustrate it, then he's going to come back and try again. People talk about him being the head of a hedge fund. Well, what a lot of people don't know, and I've written this before, I interviewed him about it, he was fired from that job. And demoted, and you know, he said in the interview, you know, I didn't know if I should take the demotion or not, and then I realized I got to learn out why I didn't make it. And so I think that sort of, whether you call it stubbornness or just wanting to get it right, I think that's where that comes from. With him. Bob Casey, I've been covering him forever. He has been an elected official in Pennsylvania since he first decided to run for Auditor General. That's a row office in Pennsylvania, but it's a statewide elected office. And that was, he announced in 1995. He won in 96 and went on to serve two terms as Auditor General. And then he ran against Ed Rendell in a very famous primary election in 2002. And it was, most reporters saw this as, you know, a very tight race. And he got clobbered in that primary race against Rendell. I mean, he lost by, I think it was 12 percentage points. But, you know, that didn't stop him, like McCormick, and he went back at it and ran again for state treasurer, won, and he won with the largest amount at that time of any Democrat in the state, and then which caught the attention of D.C. Schumer picked him off and had him run against Santorum, and as we all know, he crushed Santorum in 2006 by 18 percentage points. Here's what Bob Casey has going for him. He's always been incredibly lucky to run in years that have been terrible for Republicans nationally. 2006, 2012, 2018. In 6 and in 18, Republicans just got crushed in those midterm elections. In 2012, he was running against Barack Obama, who, as we all know, won re-election handily. He's also been lucky with his last name. His dad was a very popular conservative Democrat. Now, what are his challenges? He's been in elected office for a very long time. That tends to sour voters. So that's his challenge. I would also argue his challenge is Joe Biden. Joe Biden is very unpopular in Pennsylvania. He's going to run on, presumably, on the same ticket. And I think he also has a bit of a challenge with John Fetterman, the junior senator who he robustly supported to run and win last year in the midterm elections for U.S. Senate. But Fetterman has gone on to behave in a way that is very different than Casey. I think it's interesting to note that Fetterman walks around with a life-size head of Bob Casey attached to him at all times.
David McCormick, West Point graduate, yep. Airborne in Iraq in the 90s for the first Iraq War. After that, he came home to Pittsburgh, started a business, successful, and then he moved to finance. In other words, he's moved his careers very carefully over the landscape for a long time. He's a thoughtful man, and he's popular in Pennsylvania. I recall that close contest in the primary against Mehmet Oz, the very famous TV surgeon. He's on TV, and he is a surgeon. That contest came down to less than 1,000 votes, and yeah. Rather than contest the recount, David McCormick withdrew, acknowledged Oz as the winner, and also paid attention to how popular he was. That is a significant act of political acumen. Is he a political thinker? Has he always been? He's never been an elect. He was in appointed office for the Bush administration, but he was never in elected office before. Does he think like a political scientist?
Yeah, you know, he's very strategic in his thinking. I think that has a lot to do with his military experience, but also his experience in running American companies. And you just can't sort of help, you know, being a strategic thinker when you are in those positions. One is position of protection of your soldiers, but also protection of self. And one with the business is to make sure that people not only keep their jobs, but they grow their jobs. And so I think that's where that sort of comes from.
What is striking also, this is the Keystone State. It is not home to extreme thinking, never has been.
Nope.
And so what we have here is Bob Casey, who represents the center of the Democratic Party. I understand it's moved left, but he's the center of the moving left. And then we have David McCormick, who represents the center of the Republican Party. I understand it's moved right, but David McCormick is the center. So what we're looking at here is a contest between two men who, the way life used to be in Pennsylvania.
Yes, agree.
We can go ahead and listen to them because they're maneuvering through very choppy waters for both parties. Can we agree on that? Casey has a challenge and McCormick has a challenge, given what the top of the ticket and the persuasion of the general party is in Congress.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be really interesting, right? Because both of these men have the ability to appeal to the middle. I'm going to be watching who goes ugly and nasty first, right? Because that's the thing that, especially since there's basically not going to be a primary for either man, right? So we almost immediately move into a general election that's going to go for a little over a year. So who goes nasty? Does McCormick go nasty? Does Casey go nasty? You know, that's a challenge for both of them. Casey famously went nasty in 2002 and in his primary against Rendell. It was the only time he ever was really negative in his 27 plus year career. And it didn't go really well for him. When McCormick went nasty against, Oz, that kind of shrunk his popularity among Republican primary voters. So this is going to be an interesting dance to see. Casey has the opportunity to continue with being sort of quiet and deliberate. But McCormick has the opportunity to be a happy warrior. He very much possesses that ability, that sort of Reagan-like ability. And we'll see who, in all honesty, is able to appeal to the independent voters, because that's who's going to make or break one of these men in next November.
The advantage appears at a distance to be with Casey. He's the incumbent. He's won several times before. He's well known. His name recognition is taller than the Empire State Building. However, both men are also burdened by we can expect the top of the tickets. Even though Mr. Casey has Mr. Biden's roots in Pennsylvania, the doubts about Mr. Biden's ability to serve out a second term are dominate the Democratic Party, not the Republican Party. And with Mr. McCormick, he must acknowledge that Donald Trump right now commands everyone's attention as the leader of the ticket. So are both men agile enough to both acknowledge their party's leadership and spin away from it?
It's going to be a challenge. I think, actually, the bigger challenge is going to be for Casey, because he's been so tied with Biden, not only in his votes, although he has strayed here and there, but also with that Scranton connection. The two are very culturally intertwined. Both men spent their youth, and Casey has gone on to spend his adult life in Scranton. And the two are sort of joined at the hip on that. So Biden is going to be a big challenge for Casey. I'm unsure of Trump's impact on McCormick, and here's why. Trump endorsed Oz in 2022, correct? And that into itself shouldn't be a detraction for McCormick. However, in the final week of the election, Trump went full Trump, full negative, full Trump against McCormick, and just was, you know, his traditional nasty self. And so McCormick does have this ability to say, you know, I like Trump's policies, but, you know, he didn't endorse me. I wasn't the Trump candidate, so I can accept his policies because of his policies for in these aspects, he can go A, B, C, and D, or very good for the country, very good for the state. But, you know, I didn't have that Trump. I don't carry that burden with me. So it's going to be interesting. I think this race is going to be tight. You are exactly right. Casey goes in with this, with the power of incumbency. Full disclosure, I did in 2018 take him and his wife to the White House Correspondents' Dinner as my guest, which is something the journalists do. They usually invite a member of the House or of the Senate to be their guest at the dinner.
Selena Zito, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. When we come back and praise our two politicians from Missouri, I'm John Batchelor.